on the air for this Wednesday, October the 21st, 2020, 10-21-20. How about that? 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Glenn Coble for the next two solid hours. Don't forget that Glenn and Dr. Ron Feynman will be on today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from this past Sunday, 6:10 to 7 p.m., and a whole lot of good programming in between. Also, don't forget, Candidates Night 2020, tomorrow night on this station, Thursday night, October 22nd, 7:10 to 9 p.m. You can listen over the air, 107.1 FM, on the internet, wwgh1071.com, or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. We will have a debate discussion format with candidates from the Marion County Commissioner races, County Clerk races, and Sheriff race. I will moderate. The Marion Star's editor, Ben Lanka, will ask questions, and you can submit questions starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night by talking to the operator. Just dial the number here at the station, 740-383-9944, starting at 7, 15 minutes before we go on the air, and start submitting those questions, and yours could get on the air. The event is supported by Belly Buster's Pizza and was organized by Terry Tackett. So there you go, and it's the only event this season where you will get to see these candidates kind of oppose each other. But there will be rules. And by the way, we will lead into the last presidential debate. We're 7 to 9, and that's, I believe, 9 to 10:30. So there you go. Glenn, are you here?
I almost laughed audibly, and I didn't want to mess up because you were explaining it very well.
Yes.
That does. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? No, one of the things was making me kind of.
You better plug this. Oh. When you and Dr. Feynman are
like
two old hens today at 12 o'clock, you better be plugging away with this.
Okay, we'll do that. But it kind of made me chuckle. You said people can call and ask questions of our. What'd you call it?
Candidates?
No. You said you call the receptionist or
operator.
Operator. And leave questions with our operator. First of all, I didn't know we had an operator.
We do.
And does he or she say one ringy dingy?
Well, she is not here all the time, but she will be here tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Yes. How come I never get one?
Do you need one?
No.
No. Well, which, by the way, you know, you like normally we take a phone call on the air. That will not be the case tomorrow night. What will happen is,
that's a good point.
When you call in, you will get the operator. The operator will say, what's your question? You will tell her. She will write it down, and then it will be brought right into me. So by the time, from the time you tell the operator your question to the time you're probably going to hear it on the air is a matter of minutes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
Yeah, because when you call in, you don't realize, a lot of people don't realize there's a 30-second delay, so it's going to be a little bit.
Well, 30-second delay, and the reason we decided not to take voice calls on the air was just simply everybody would have to have a headset.
Yeah.
And that would be very difficult.
Yeah, yeah. And then you also have the.
And we don't want you to run on because it's them to answer.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have the tendency to run on, and you have to watch that. You ask the question, and then they answer.
Plus, your operator can kind of do it so that it doesn't sound aggressive. Like you may get a phone call from somebody who's really a shill out there trying to get one of the speakers in trouble, and this way it doesn't sound so aggressive. And so,
well, pointed questions, I mean, that decision will be made by me. I hate to say. The operator will get, I've told the operator, every question that comes in, give me.
Yeah.
But when I will read it before I go on air to myself, and if I think it's a personal attack, then we're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, and that's if you leave it open to the audience that there are going to be some people who call in with personal attacks.
Sure there will.
Yeah.
But again, that's going to be my judgment, and I've moderated the league event four different times, so it's not hard to do. You do that there. They never tell you that, but the moderator makes the judgment on what you're going to put up on the air and what you're not. Well, a lot of it's in the matter of time. How much time do you have?
Yeah.
Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, my only comment about candidates night is
yes.
It should have been done several weeks ago.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, there's over 4,000, well, probably quite a few more than that, just in Marion County that have voted already.
Well, you're right. And the unique thing is the reason that it's being done, and it's actually being done early as opposed to when the League of Women Voters would have done it. They usually did it in late October, usually the week before Halloween. We're doing it a week before that. The reason you wait so long is because if there are any stories that come out on these candidates, you try to get as close to Election Day as you can, because you wouldn't be able to talk about those. And you also want it fresh in people's mind. If you do it early in October, people might have forgotten by November 3rd that it even happened.
Maybe we need to go to two candidates' nights.
Well, it might have to be. But that's what happens. And it's also... I will save them for now. If you listen tomorrow night, you'll hear them. But there are two stories that were not out about local candidates in the beginning of October that we can now ask about that, we couldn't have then.
And maybe it's just unique to this election, but... you know, early voter turnout has been
good point.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
Well, you know what frustrated me, caller, and I will tell you this, and as I say, this is the only time this is happening. Usually in a season, you will have the league's event, which is not going on this year, but you will also have forums that are going on that are highly attended. That's not going on because of COVID. Now, the thing of this all is that we just had to decide that we want it to happen because we think people should have a chance to hear from these people. Because honestly, if you early voted at this point, and I know a lot of people have because of the presidential race, I don't know what you know about the sheriff or the clerk or the county commissioners. Because, I mean, besides what's in the paper, which is very minute, or what you've heard on the radio, I don't know what anybody's heard.
Well, that's true, too. I can't speak for others, but I know in my case, I had my decision made pretty early for all the candidates. So,
right. And I think that was just part of it was... I got very worried as we're closing in on November 3rd that locally... How do people know anything about these candidates? How would you know anything?
I think the caller is absolutely right. I think if we don't have COVID going on, it will be a lot more timely to do it closer to the time, because I don't think you'll have people saying, I've got to wait, I've got to vote early because I don't want to stand in line.
Right, but I mean, ma'am, and you don't have to tell me if you don't want to. I'm not going to ask you who you voted for. But when it came down to choosing the local candidates, how did you make your decisions? Because there just isn't any information out there.
I looked at a lot of Facebook pages, or, you know, there's plenty of comments and things. And I realize that's not scientific at all. But also, I've been in this community since I was a child, so...
Yeah.
I was pretty familiar with most everybody.
Well, I hope you do, if nothing else, listen tomorrow night and enjoy. And even though you voted, if you have a question, submit it, and you'll get an answer.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Plus, there are a lot of candidates. I didn't do nearly the number of lit drops that the candidates are doing now. So she has probably seen some literature on her doorknob because most, the Democrats won't allow you to go up and knock on the door. I think the Republicans were allowing some of their people to knock on the door. But the lit drops kind of inform you. Yes, of course, I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of, but they're focusing on the person that they're trying to get voted in. Still, there's information in those that...
It's an interesting question. I appreciate the caller calling in, because I think about what we're doing locally, but the truth of the matter also is nationally, the last presidential debate hasn't happened.
Right,
it'll happen
tomorrow.
People already made their decisions. If you voted early, why watch it?
Yeah, well, and there are a lot of people as you know, I listen to a lot of talking heads, but there are a lot of talking heads that are saying that this is almost an unneeded.
What I heard debate. Was 90% are already made up.
Yeah,
which is pretty good.
I would venture to say that of that 10%, a large percentage of that 10% are leaning heavily one way or the other.
At this point, probably. I don't know what could sway somebody, but I do know that there hasn't been an election for a long time where we haven't had an October surprise in the presidential election.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm still waiting for that.
I think the October surprises are daily.
Well, I think there'll be one big one.
You do?
Before October 31st.
I think they were trying to do that with this thing with... the thing that Giuliani's stirring up with the emails and stuff like that. But I don't think it's going to be nearly as big as, let's say, the thing with Comey and dropping it on Hillary.
Well,
just because nobody believes
that was,
it.
That was the October surprise
yeah.
Last time.
Yeah.
But you know what? To me, this what I'm so tired of in this presidential election, and specifically to that, you know, if you want Trump, vote for Trump. If you want Biden, vote for Biden. If you really know something about this Jorgensen or the Green Party candidate, vote for them. Do what you want. That's your right as an American, and don't let anybody shame you any other way, because that's not how it's supposed to work. But what I am tired of is people making the decisions based upon phony stuff. I don't like the phony stuff. And by phony, you can have an opinion about a story, but it doesn't make it fact. You know, all I really want to know is what are the two guys' plans?
Well, that's one of the problems we're having right now, is that we don't have a station that people think, I can go to that station and I'll get the totally honest news. We used to. When I was young, if you went to any of the three major stations, they didn't owe their broadcasting to dollars and cents. As you recall, and I think we've talked about it, they had a half an hour or whatever the time frame was of free time that was not covered. It was not influenced by the advertising. Anymore it is. So it's a little hard to... It's hard to believe anybody anymore.
Well, I'm worried about that, because I do think there are honest news sources out there.
I do too.
And I think people are getting it. We're starting to paint with a broad brush, mm-hmm. and we're starting to say, well, everybody is wrong. I still think if you look at not MSNBC, but if you look at NBC, ABC, and CBS. From 6:30 to 7 every night, the evening news, you still are getting a very unbiased, balanced version of the news.
Yeah, I think you're closer to right. What my wife and I have done is
We'll come back.
Sorry.
We'll be back in a minute.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble, 31 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any opinions on anything, give us a buzz. Candidates Night 2020, local candidates, tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7:10 until 9 p.m. live, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, whatever happens, happens. Yeah, you'll hear it.
You need to get your friend, that wrestler, to come in and protect you. Yeah, Thunderbolt.
We need some bodyguards in the studio. You know what? I honestly think that the local candidates will be very civil.
I hope so.
And I think they, you know, your dander can get up. I mean, I've moderated four of these things, and there were some harsh races in the past, but I never saw anything get total. Now, I saw anger. Yeah. I've heard people call people liars.
Yeah.
But that's about the extent in a local election.
When I was running for state rep, here a local, there was a pretty vocal local discussion at the League of Women Voters that got a little bit out of hand, but not too bad.
You know what's interesting, and I don't know why this is, but those smears usually come in the sheriff's race, the prosecutor's race, and you know, not as often, but they have come in the mayor's race.
Have they really?
Yeah. But other than that, I think when people look at city council, it's a certain ward in the city.
Yeah.
So plus, every ward is up, and there, you know, you can only ask so many questions when every ward is up. And I think when it comes to, like, auditors and treasurers, and I don't think people really know what they do to begin with.
Right.
And when it comes to county commissioners, I think people don't really know what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember moderating an event once, and it was a big one. It was the year that it was this year. It would have been this round that we do every 4 years. Last time we did this in 2016, it was the sheriff. It was the county two county commissioners. It was the clerk, and it was the prosecutor. Now, the reason it's not the prosecutor this time is because of the untimely death of Brent Yeager and filling the position and the way that law reads that got that moved up to 2 years ago. But it's this election. And moderating that sheriff's race in 2016 was very ugly, and they had an independent candidate running. There was some nasty stuff said at that debate. The prosecutor's race got ugly that night. There was an independent candidate for that position. But you know what? The commissioners, I remember somebody asking them, what would you do about the parks?
Yeah,
in Marion, you know,
and people, everybody fell asleep.
And people just don't know.
Yeah, they don't.
I remember the commissioner laughing because they are not in charge of. You know, why is this a question? So yeah, usually the ones that are heated are the sheriff, the prosecutor, and occasionally the mayor.
Yeah, well, they have those three positions have some pretty serious decisions to make, and people aren't going to like everything they do.
No, but the clerk might, and I don't think, because I know both people running for clerk this year, but it's such a unique race in that Jessica Wallace, the Republican who is the clerk right now, was appointed after a big, I hate calling it a scandal.
Brouhaha.
Somebody resigned.
Yes.
Somebody resigned, let's put it that way. So there's that. And then on the other side, you've got a candidate, the Democratic candidate, who obviously has never been elected to any public office, but, and you know what, I'm still uncomfortable saying this in a way, but has identified, see, I'm not still sure if the publication did this, or if they gave the interview to the publication, because they answered questions about it.
Yeah,
that he is the first open LGBTQ candidate ever to run in Marion. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And Rob helped on my campaign, and a good person. And I'm not going to endorse either one of them for it.
But
I know
nice
who
I people.
Voted for.
What I meant to say in that whole soliloquy was, it's interesting for that reason, but I know both of them, and they're not to say Sheriff Bailey and Matt Bales are not nice people. They are. They've both been very nice to me. But that race, because of the police chief Collins and because of some things that have been said, is a little sharper elbowed. Yeah, but I do. I think they'll both act as gentlemen tomorrow
night.
I hope
so. Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah. Now, the one thing the thought I had when we went away was, we found Carol and I, my wife Carol, we found that we subscribe to the New York Times, and along with ABC, NBC, and CBS, we find that they have some pretty hair-raising stories, but we believe everything, or we believe that everything that we read was at least vetted by two or three people, so that it's probably true.
Well, you know what? Here's my problem, and I'm not going to endorse any news source except the three that I did, Network, NBC, ABC, CBS.
I thought
CBS,
I had to throw a written thing in.
Well, here's why, and I will tell you why, and it's not downing any written publication, because the Star will be here tomorrow night, and
yeah.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is, for me, is that newspapers endorse candidates, and yeah. I'm not a huge fan of that, because I think, and not, it's the editorial page that does it.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily enjoy that, because no television station would do that. No radio station would do that.
Now, being a former candidate a couple of times, I hated the endorsement process, because, first of all, you don't know who's endorsing, and all of a sudden your opponent comes up with an endorsement, and you go, they never asked me. How do they know anything about me? I find those endorsements ingenuous at best.
Well,
I was interviewed by a law and order group here in town, and I was told there's no reason to even go there because they won't support you. And sure enough, they didn't support me. I went there, but, you know, they're predisposed. Some of these groups are predisposed to vote. I'll tell you, when I got a big endorsement from Planned Parenthood. Well, I was the Democratic candidate. Of course they're going to endorse me.
Well, see, and that also speaks why I don't like to endorse a whole lot of media, because what I don't like is, and this is what's happened, and this is just a sign of the times, is that if it's what they used to call preaching to the choir. What happens is that when somebody report something that is not true or that is slanderous, if it is slanderous against the candidate you don't like, you take that for the gospel. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. I think that is why we're going down the primrose path in politics these days.
That's why social media is so popular, is because they you can pick your side.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I wish someday somebody would read something about and when it's negative about the candidate you like, you just say, well, that's a lie, even if it's not.
Yeah.
So that becomes the problem. And so what I wish is that everybody did report correct news, and then people would just have to believe everything on its face. You know what? Every story, no matter if it makes the candidate look bad or not, can be reported without bias. The problem is now, I'll give you a good example, and many candidates have had this happen, have affairs, okay?
In France, it doesn't count.
Here's the difference. In America, you can report, if it's true, if they had the affair, you can say, candidate A had an affair with such and such a woman, because it's a woman right now because of the men who run for office. Okay,
yeah.
That is a non-biased story. You're just reporting the facts. The problem is now where we've changed as voters and people in our minds, because that is a negative story against our candidate, even though it's true, we hate that outlet for even reporting it. How dare you sully my candidate? And that's the difference. That's where we've went wrong, is that we attack the media outlet now, even though they're right. It's just we didn't like that they reported. So they got to be biased, because they reported the truth.
It kind of depends on their motivation too, and you can't figure out what their motivation is sitting back in your comfy chair watching it on TV. Clinton thing. That was, I thought, pretty fairly covered, but nowadays, if it happened again, I will guarantee you Fox would be on one side and MSNBC would be on the other side. And they would make the other side look stupid.
Well, and people who were for the Clintons would say that every outlet that reported on it is biased.
Yeah. I was a big Clinton fan. I liked President Clinton. But I knew that they were telling the truth, and I was disappointed in President Clinton.
But that doesn't work anymore. That doesn't float. It doesn't, and it's sad because if that's where we have gotten,
yeah.
And that's why, you know, that's the conundrum of every news source's bias.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just not. You know, some things are stories that make the person look bad. Sorry to say. Now, you know, if a candidate commits a crime and you report it, that's news. But, you know, people will think you're biased because you're against their candidate.
This just happened to hit me in the head while you were talking about that. We're supposed to have separation of church and state, which has really gone down the crapper this last 4 years. But is that not the situation where a husband is not, or a wife is not faithful to the other? Is that not a religious problem? Like I said, in France, they don't care. Yeah, it's a little bit of a notification, but it's really not news in France. Here, it's news.
I don't think it's a religious problem because I think women take it a lot more seriously than men.
Yeah, maybe you're right there. But anyway, I know a lot of men forgave President Clinton because they had to look into their own closet.
But oddly enough, a lot of women never forgave Hillary for staying.
Yes, yeah, a lot of women did not. Yeah, you're right.
And why? What did she have to do with that to begin with?
Because she didn't comb her hair right.
No, because she didn't leave him. Because, I mean, that was the answer.
I was
right, but I mean, how odd?
Yeah.
I mean, because she didn't leave him.
I think, you know, there was a famous country and western song, Stand By My Man.
Well, and Hillary early
she
on
did.
Said, well, but she said, I'm no Tammy Wynette,
yeah,
Stand By My Man.
Yeah.
Well, things happen as life goes on. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a call, anything local, national, whatever's on your mind.
Aren't you going to be thrilled once the election's over? I am so tired of listening to all this crud.
Yeah, but it is fun.
It's fun.
While it happens.
Kinda.
Because it's something to talk about every day. It's,
yep.
It's out of the ordinary things.
Are we going to cancel our show because...
Yeah, we'll cancel. It'll be all over. But it's one of those things where... But, you know, it leads... you know, whoever... I don't know how it all came about being in November, but it's perfect timing because it leads you right into the holidays. You know, it's all over, and then you can go right into the holidays.
It's your little present.
It's your little present. It's over, and then we can go have Thanksgiving
it's
and Christmas.
It's hard to believe Thanksgiving is so close, yeah.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's 20 days
away.
After the... You know, election.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. But it's exciting. That day is exciting. It's exciting to get up that morning. It's exciting to go vote. It's exciting to tune in the coverage that night. It's exciting to be a part of that coverage for the last 18 years.
It'll be less so this year, though.
I don't think so.
No?
I think much more because it's completely different. It's out of the ordinary.
Well, that's true, but...
we're going to break. Save the thought. We'll be back in exactly 60 seconds here on WWGH.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I... Oh.
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. It is 46 minutes past the hour. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears. Glenn, you're talking about Election Day.
Yeah, I just threw my brain into a backward move.
Whole other subject.
Yeah. So, well, let's go come back later.
Yeah. To Election Day?
Yeah. But, hey, you know, we're going to have a good show today with Dr. Feynman, because Dr. Feynman...
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Oh, well, yeah, of course you will. 6 months ago, we had Dr. Feynman did a, not a prediction thing, but kind of explained who were the front runners and what was the possibility of the Democratic Party taking some of the Senate seats. And so today we're going to go over that. And he was pretty much right on most of them, but there were some that are still hanging fire right now. And he's going to say whether he believes the Senate will be taken over by the Democrats or not. And we're going to talk about that.
Heard the beginning of your show last week with Dr. Feynman, and it takes a week for us to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's the only show we do together. But last week, I thought we had a very interesting discussion on this show about, and I still believe it as we get closer, and I'll believe it till Election Day, that Joe Biden is irrelevant. That this is an election about people who love Trump and about people who hate Trump. And I will give you another example.
I've been thinking about that all week, by the way.
And I heard Dr. Feynman start stating all the great things that Joe Biden's done. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that Joe Biden, I think people are not getting what I'm saying. I'm not saying Joe Biden is not well known. He was a vice president. He's ran for president 2 or 3 times. I'm not saying that he hasn't done good things. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that when you look at this, people are voting for the Democrat because they don't like Trump. It could be Ed Johnson. It doesn't matter at this point. This is an election driven completely by the love or hate for Donald Trump. And my example, and then I'll toss it to you, is, and again, it's not the world, but I was in Upper Sandusky this past weekend, and on a street corner on a Saturday in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, there is a corner with people with Trump flags and Trump signs and Trump bumper stickers and all this. And, you know, have you seen the new flag, Trump, no more BS? And it doesn't say BS. And this is masks now. Trump masks, everything you could. Trump, the red hats are now being sold. It's a boutique item.
He's definitely a marketer.
He's a marketer. Okay. Now, that's one corner of the street. Now, what would you expect in a presidential election less than a month away to be on the opposing street corner in Upper Sandusky, Ohio?
A bratwurst stand?
No. in a normal year, it would be the Biden supporters with the Biden signs and the Biden. You know what was there? A guy holding a cardboard sign, Justice for George Floyd. Okay, again, this is about Trump lovers and something Trump did. Well, he didn't. Something that Trump disagreed with this guy on. Nothing about Biden on either street corner. Nothing. Nothing. And to me, look, George Floyd has become a name because of this movement. And that's the pandemic. And none of this has anything to do with Biden. But this is stuff Trump is getting banged on. It's not Joe Biden.
No, and I've been thinking about it all week, and I've kind of moderated my feelings. I think you're right, about 75% right. I think there, if we put up Joe
Arpaio, sheriff in Arizona,
if we put him up, there would be a difference. But the Democrats have put up a man who is known for his decency and is also known to have lots of background. And I think that allows the Democrats to fight Trump on his positions. And I think in most times, the incumbent is always the one that, if you've done a good job, you got it won. Well, if you've done a bad job, you're going to lose it. Or you might lose it. Let's put it that way.
I don't know, because I look back to the
no, I don't either, but I'm just saying that's the way I feel.
In history, in modern history, I'm looking back at the one-term presidents that we have had.
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. I just think people like Reagan better. Jimmy Carter, I just read a book recently. Jimmy Carter got more legislation passed in his 4 years than anybody except Lyndon Johnson. He got more than Reagan did in 8 years.
But people like to watch a fire more than they like to watch a water faucet.
Yeah, but I think Reagan was charming. He was charming.
And he was also a fire.
And he was funny.
Yeah.
And he was...
not terribly funny,
people liked him.
Yeah.
And people liked his wife, and they were more glamorous than the Carters.
Right.
So I think that's what... But I think they liked Reagan. They weren't voting against Jimmy Carter. They liked Ronald Reagan.
I think with what was going on in Iraq at the time, I think they
Iran?
Were... Iran, yes, yeah. I'm sorry. I think they were voting against that quite
often.
Oh,
I think they
and I think if
Jimmy.
That hadn't happened, Jimmy would have been voted back in.
By the margin he lost, I don't think so.
Well, they hated that.
Well, it wasn't good for him, but he also... There was the malaise speech, and people didn't like that you're going to have to cut down. And Reagan was saying, we need to spend more. We need to deregulate things. They had plans. They were very different plans, but they had plans.
And I don't think Carter was very good at discussing his plans.
Again, they call him the great communicator.
Yeah, right.
So
Carter was struggled to be a great communicator. At best, he struggled because he was a devout Christian, and people, they like the Christians that sent the, they like the Romans that sent the Christians into the Colosseum.
But they were voting for Ronald Reagan because he was a better communicator. They voted for Reagan. They knew very well. And then the only other one-term president we've had since then is George H.W. Bush against Bill Clinton in 92. I think people like Bill Clinton better. They voted for Bill Clinton. This guy, remember him? He was the guy who walked over to the woman in the debate when George Bush, you know, how has the recession affected you was the question. And George, exactly does that mean? And he didn't know how to run the grocery store checkout. He didn't understand that. And Bill Clinton walked over. I feel your pain. I think people voted for Bill Clinton. If Donald Trump becomes a one-term president, it's on Donald Trump. It's not because they loved Joe Biden.
You think that, and I'm not disagreeing with this. It sounds to me that you feel that people vote more against people than for people.
No, I think normally every other time in history they voted for people. This time they're voting against somebody.
I'm going to have to go back and look.
Jimmy Carter had run against, who would have been a bad Republican? Well, he beat Gerald Ford. He beat a sitting president. If it was Gerald Ford again, I think Jimmy Carter might have won. Ronald Reagan was very appealing. Ronald Reagan was California. Ronald Reagan was tan and from the Hollywood industry. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan was, we're going to spend. I think people liked Ronald Reagan. Bill Clinton, George Bush, if George Bush had ran against Paul Tsongas, I believe George Bush would have won a second term. Bill Clinton was also known for his ability to communicate and mm-hmm. being sympathetic to people. This is all about Donald Trump. This is all about, do I like him, do I hate him?
Well, I know it was for me. I mean, I would have voted for anybody.
Donald Duck.
I would have voted for anybody that... was not Trump.
Right. No. I don't know any time in history where that's happened.
I would not have. That's not correct.
But, I mean, isn't that interesting? I've never seen that.
But what's also interesting is two of the major points that people that you bring up were both Hollywood people. Trump was a Hollywood person. Reagan was a Hollywood person. And I think people, having been a person associated with a lot of very well-known people, and you too, and you know this, people tend to like people that have a lot of notoriety, whether they know them or not, they think they know them.
Well, they do, but I've never seen anything. But I think when Reagan won re-election, I think it's because people like Ronald Reagan. He won 49 states.
Yeah.
When Bill Clinton won re-election, he smashed Bob Dole. I think it's because people like Bill Clinton. When George W. Bush won re-election, I think they liked George W. Bush for everything that people didn't like policy-wise. They liked W. Bush. They liked that he liked baseball. They liked that he wasn't
well-spoken. He was pleasant.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
When Obama won re-election, they liked Barack Obama. This is not... Joe Biden will go down as a very lucky man if he wins, because I don't think... I think he'll be the only man who won the presidency based on the sheer hate of the other candidate.
You may be correct there, and I think we'll have to wait for history to tell us how good a president he was. And I think going to be a very good
president. Oh, that's different.
Very good
See,
president.
But that's different.
Yeah.
See, that's where this gets confused.
Yeah.
He could be a good president.
Yeah.
He may be a better president than Jimmy Carter was. All I'm saying
I'm certain he'll be at least as good as
Jimmy. Well, it's better than Bill Clinton, better than Barack Obama. He could be. We don't know. All I'm saying is, not being in office, we're voting for him not knowing that. We're not voting for him for that. We're voting for him because we hate Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Well, have you watched the thing?
And I'm not saying me, by the way.
No, I understand.
And metaphorically, that's why people are voting for Joe Biden.
Did you watch the documentary? I'm not sure you call it a documentary. It was a thing about the photographer, the White House photographer that did all the pictures of Obama and also all the pictures of Reagan. Sousa. Anyway, that was a remarkable look into the presidency. Now, I think if this current president had allowed his photographer to have that much access and be that positive about what goes on in the White House, I think he'd be in a lot better shape than he is right now.
Well, I will say this, and I don't know if people know this, but every president at the beginning of their presidency chooses a biographer, and they are with them all the time during their presidency, and that's how you get these books that come out later on. Somebody's been there with Trump, and you never know it because they don't want to be known while it's going on. So, you know, we'll find out one day what went on there.
Yeah, I think we will. Unfortunately for Mr. Trump is that there have been so many, not biographies, so many books written negatively about
him. But that's unfair.
I
want to hear, I want to see the White House documentation.
If it's fact, then it's fact. But if it's not fact, that'll be proven out
right,
later.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I want to see the definitive version here, which I think will be interesting.
Well, if it's being written by the White House, it won't be definitive.
Well, no, it's not. It's usually written by an independent person. Well, because Reagan's biographer, Edmund Morris, who I've had on the show, when he finally wrote the book, which I think was... It takes him about 10 years after the presidency is over. When he finally wrote the book Dutch, the Reagans hated it because they didn't like some of the things he said. Personal observations.
One of the interesting notes that Mr. Sousa said about he did both Obama and Reagan's White House, he said he didn't really like Mr. Reagan when he first started there, but he did a really good job, and he actually got to like the man and the woman as people, which was really kind of neat to see.
Well, that one of the things that Morris said was he was surprised about a guy who could communicate so well with the American public was so distant with his kids and with people. Well, we know he was. Patty Davis and Ron Reagan Jr. were not very supportive. I remember I think Patty Davis
had been said that way.
but later in life they both came back. Mm-hmm. So I think by the time that memoir had come out, Reagan had Alzheimer's and they had come back home and made up. And then here we go again with this stuff of, you know,
it's amazing how adversity will bring a family back together.
I think it had happened before that though.
Okay,
because Reagan left in 89. And the diagnosis didn't happen until late 94, but the book didn't come out till 99 or 2000.
There are a lot of people that thought he was suffering from
while
he was in office.
Morris said, when I asked him that, he was there, he said, other than typical old age, he did not believe.
Like me not being able to remember names.
That it was there. All right, we're going to break. We're coming back with a whole nother hour.
And I was in this thing, and I must say I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff again. So very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my God. That's a great story. So Mother
Isn't
Goose
that
was...
lovely?
Mother Goose
but
had
oh,
a few
oh, what
nips.
Fun it was, and the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters.